Podcasting in Logic Pro. Today I want to talk about what's called in Logic a track stack or a summing stack. It's basically to group a variety of audio takes together into one convenient folder, kind of. It'll make more sense once you actually see it in action. So basically, let's say I have here are four different takes of audio. I don't want to delete them, but I want to basically maybe use one and keep the other on hand in case, and say this might be a call to action for the end of your podcast, and you have maybe four or six different options, and you want to cycle through those every episode and change it up so it's not the same. Basically, what I'm going to do is make sure all of these audio regions have separate tracks, and I'll line them up just for convenience. And you want to highlight all of the actual tracks here on this portion of the arrange window, and you do that by holding shift and clicking from one down to the bottom, and it highlights all of them. Now if you right click on here, you want to look for the option that says create track stack, and if you're a fan of keyboard shortcuts, you can see shift command D, and you want to select summing stack here and click create. So now these are all compiled into one folder here. So let's say this maybe your intro has four to six takes, your call to action has different takes, your ad, your sponsor has different takes. Instead of having, you know, tons of tracks littering your entire screen, you can sum them all into particular spots like this. If you want to cycle through these, what I would recommend is highlighting all but one and muting them by hitting Control M on the keyboard. Now those are muted. The track isn't muted, but the region is muted. There's a difference there. I'll explain that in a different video. And you have one left over. And if you close the folder, you can see it's just one simple region that has all of them combined. You can shuffle that around as you please. Podcasting in Logic Pro. In a recent video, I talked about creating track stacks. If you have multiple takes of a particular section in your podcast and you want to keep them all and cycle through them, once you have a track stack, there are certain ways you can go about mixing and editing, doing the post-production on that audio. So this works best, say, for example, if you recorded all of these tracks with the same mic at the same time, at the same setting, in the same room, etc. So they natively should all sound the same. What happens here is if you select the folder of the four audio files, what you can do is put your audio post effects on that folder window, like basically here on this summed folder, and it will affect all the audio simultaneously at the same time. So you don't have to go in and mix each channel separately. If they were recorded the same way, they're all going to sound the same. So what you do basically is here on the left channel strip, make sure you have the sum one is the name of this. You can name it whatever you want. Make sure that is highlighted, and you can apply audio effects as you please. For example, let's see, I have just some presets here. So these effects are going on all of the audio tracks. So that's just a quick way to save yourself some time in post. Podcasting in Logic Pro. In this video, I want to explain the drag modes in Logic that you have available to you. There are five. So a different video, I talked about shuffle mode, which if you're familiar with Adobe Audition, it's the same thing as a ripple delete. That's just one of the five drag modes, so I want to kind of go over all those today so that you understand them and you can use which one you prefer. So standard is overlap. What this means is when you drag regions, they will overlap one another basically. So you'll notice this first region here, it's going to stay intact. If I put this one over top of it, it overlaps. It doesn't delete this one, they're just overlapping each other. So that's the standard, that way you don't accidentally drag something and it deletes a part of the region. This is just the one that you should use as default. No overlap means if I push this region too close to this one, it will cut the other one short. And now there is no overlap there. Basically, just however far you drag it is however far it's going to cut it. So that's no overlap. X-fade is crossfade. So if I push these two regions up to one another, Logic will automatically generate a crossfade here between the two regions, which can be really handy if that's something that you want to do anyways. If you're making edits and you're getting very close and you're maybe cutting out one word of a sentence, you're going to want to crossfade anyways. So if you have a lot of those, put this in the drag mode of crossfade, and if you drag it here, it will automatically make those for you. Just basically saves you a step. And the last two are the shuffle modes, which is what I use most often when I'm editing. So left and right, obviously, is just the direction that you're going. So basically, I have two audio regions here, and I want them to remain right next to each other. I want them to remain lined up like that. I'm going to delete a section out of this piece, and when I delete that, I want them all to stay lined up. So once that happens, they automatically shuffle to the left, and everything stays right next to each other. And then shuffle right is exactly the same thing, just in the opposite direction. So if I delete this, all these audio regions over here will shift over to match. So those are the five drag modes. Hope that makes sense, and use them as you please.
Hey guys, this is another little video tutorial about podcasting in Logic Pro. I had somebody ask me about sidechaining. What is sidechaining? How does it work? And how does it get used in podcasting? So I thought I'd go over that really quick. So basically, sidechaining is when you put a compressor on a track, but the compressor only works when it gets triggered by another track. And I'll explain what that means as I show you this layout of one of the episodes I'm editing. So this top track up here is my music. I have a compressor. This is not the native Logic compressor, but the functionality is the same. So here's my compressor, and it's only acting when it gets triggered by one of the vocal tracks, which is down here. So I'll show you what that looks like as I play this right now.
Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about FreshBooks, a cloud-based accounting service made by small business owners for small business owners.
So you can see, if you look over here, that it's giving me the audio input signal from this vocal track. If I were to mute the vocals, you would not see any activity here. So the compressor is doing nothing unless one of the voices is talking. This makes it very easy for your vocals to cut through over the music. When I automate the levels between the voices and the music, I don't want the music to be too quiet, but sidechaining is a good way for the music to stay at a steady volume and for the vocals to still be able to cut through, and you can hear all the words, nothing gets lost, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll walk through how to set this up. Here is my vocal track. Basically, what you're going to do is create a bus track, and I'll explain the concept behind bus tracks on a different video. But if you've never done it before, you can still follow this. It's fairly simple. So create a bus track here. So we'll just use, let's go bus 5. Okay. And make sure sometimes when you hit this input level here will be at 0. So make sure this is all the way at 0, and a quick shortcut to get it to 0 is hold option and click, and it will immediately jump to the default of 0. Now, go to your mixer window, which you can do by hitting X or by hitting, I believe, 2. Nope, not 2. X on your keyboard. What's going to happen is it will automatically create an aux input based around that new bus 5 that we've created. Now, this is mainly for music production. There's ton of different things you can do with sidechaining and buses. We don't need this for podcasts, so what I want you to do is just delete the extra aux channel. Hit delete anyway. The bus is still working, so don't worry about that. Now, let's go up to our music track. Pop open any compressor. You can use the one that comes with Logic, or if you have a third-party one, that's fine. Now, before you do anything, let me actually reset this so you can see how it works from scratch. And I have a bunch of Waves plugins is what I use. And there we go. Oh yeah, I have a default, a template already set up. You can see all the compressors are going to have an option for sidechain up here at the top. Might not be at the top, but they all have it. So click sidechain and select all the way down the bus that we created, bus 5. Now it means it's taking input from this vocal track, which is being sent through bus 5. And then you just tweak your compressor settings as you normally would. So let me set this back to 0, and I'll show you kind of what that means. All right, so I'll play with the music.
Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about FreshBooks, a cloud-based accounting service made by small businesses.
You can hear the regular settings. The music is definitely drowning out the vocals, which is not what we want. So first thing is I'm going to set my ratio. I kind of have a guide that I always go by that seems to work for me. So I set my ratio to 4:1. I leave my attack standard. I set my release to 1,000. And there's another video about compressors that will go into more detail about what that means. The main thing that you want to look for is the threshold here. So what we're going to do is play back, adjust the threshold while it's playing so you can listen. It's important to always listen as you tweak these settings. And then we'll find a consistent threshold for it where it sounds good.
Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to take a moment to tell you about FreshBooks, a cloud-based accounting service made by small business owners for small business owners. Right now, they're offering a month of unrestricted trial access to all listeners of the starting...
And I like it right about there. And again, it's kind of personal preference. Always listen through as you adjust the settings. And, you know, once you've done it 1,000 times, you have a pretty general idea of what your default setting should be. So this is sidechaining. This is how I keep the music and the vocals working together. I still do some automation here. You can see once the vocals come in, the music does come down a little bit, but if I didn't have the sidechain on, I would have to bring the music down a lot more, and that's not what I want because then the music is not present enough. So sidechaining is the perfect balance between these two things. So hope that makes sense. Always, you can comment, reach out with any questions, extra clarification on sidechaining, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Congratulations, you are almost through our first feature series, Podcasting in Logic Pro 10. There are just a few more lessons and we will continue on with our next featured lesson. If you would like to share your Logic Pro knowledge, feel free to call in. Our next segment will be on the basics of using Logic Pro to record music, so stay tuned for more here on anchor.fm/logic. Have you recorded some music in Logic? Let me know so I can visit your channel and share your work. Thanks for listening. This is a shout out to the following listeners: Integrity Radio, Auto Naps, The Chad, Working Like a Woman, My Mental Download, The Max Cast, Medicine Remixed, The Great Everything, and all of you content creators on Anchor. Thank you. Get up, get on up, get up, get on up, get on the scene, get on up like a sex machine, get on up.